Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Adult and Community Education Coordinator with the Northwest Technical School, Lori Talley. Okay. Yeah, you know, first things first, what is it that the technical school will be offering, you know, in the spring?
We have a variety of personal enrichment classes, we have a tie-dyeing class, we have financial classes, Social Security, timing is everything, five keys to retiring fearlessly, and we have a genealogy class, we have dance and music classes, we have country dance classes that will be super fun, we have a Western two-step class, we have a Western and ballroom waltz dancing class, we have ACT prep for those wanting to improve their ACT scores, those high school students or those wanting to go back to college. We have a variety of certification classes. We have certified nurse assistance classes. We're offering an emergency medical technician class in the spring as well, starting in January. We have lots of arts and crafts classes, pottery classes, as well as paint classes, watercolor, acrylic pouring. We offer hunters education classes for those wanting to get hunters certified. We offer the skills session. We have some cooking classes. We have a roll class. We have a cake decorating class. We also offer like a basic refinishing class. So just about a little bit about for anybody.
Is there any new offerings in terms of classes this year, like maybe something that hasn't been offered before, maybe something that's been brought back that maybe hasn't been offered in a while?
We're bringing the dance classes back. We haven't had that in a while. We also have a craft beer tasting class. We have a new Dine with Ice class, which is a kind of a tie-dye class. We also have some new financial classes, fraud awareness, as well as financial literacy for business owners.
And I assume the dance ones were kind of gone for a while because of COVID.
Correct. They were kind of gone for a while for COVID, and then the couple that's doing that, it's kind of a retired couple and wanted to kind of step back from that, but we have a new instructor, and I'm excited about hosting those classes again.
And so what kind of like process goes into selecting what will be offered, you know, in the spring? I assume like, you know, there's probably stuff you can't do outside, especially, you know, on a today like today when we're, you know, recording and it's just cold as all heck outside.
Well, I mean, we have to have somebody that was willing to offer the class and willing to see teachers. We have a lot of teachers that are willing to offer and step forward and use their outside time to maybe of evening time or weekend time to host classes. So this is just to get the community out and about and hopefully learn something and have something fun, maybe meet some new people. So.
And what would you say is like some of your favorite classes? You know, it can be something you guys offer every year, something new that, you know, just really kind of sticks out to you and, you know, you're kind of, you know, whether you really love it or not, or you're just like, this is actually just really cool.
I think the dance classes will be good. A lot of the craft classes, acrylic pouring is a good class. The ACT prep class, that instructor is amazing. She does a great job and she makes it fun, even though that can be kind of stressful, your ACT prep. And the pottery class would be some of my favorites.
And so what is like the age range for these classes? Is there any kind of limits on, you know, who can do this?
They're indicated kind of in the brochure of the age range, but there's a kids class of a painting class. There's also Hunter's Ed would be for 11-year-olds and older, or a lot of those classes are it's indicated in the description of the age range, or just ask if you have a kiddo that would like to take a class with. Sometimes depending on the class, they're welcome to come along as well.
And are there ever parents that might, you know, bring along their kids for these?
Yeah, or take the class together.
Oh, okay. What kind of classes have you seen parents take with their kids?
This painting class is specifically for that. There is a painting class, and there's also cake decorating. A lot of times parents like to sign up with their kids to take that as well. Or dog obedience. Sometimes you bring a if you bring a kiddo and your dog, then that's a great thing to take with your kiddo as well.
I don't know why cake decorating stuck out to me, but do they make the cake before they decorate it, or is like someone else make it and then they bring it in for everybody to decorate?
Well, we've done it both ways. That first session, we do a lot of decorating on like a wax paper, and then the second or the third session, then they actually bring a cake in and decorate it. So we kind of work up to that. We have little things, and I think the instructor kind of sometimes makes the cake as well.
Oh, okay. And what happens with the cake afterwards?
No, they get to take it home and eat it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you know, where can people find out more about all this?
They can go on our website, the school district website, or they can also, this will be inserted in the newspapers the first week in January, or they can definitely come into the tech school, Northwest Technical School, 1515 South Munn, or they can call us 660-562-3022 and ask for more information. Those are kind of the ways they can find out more about it. But this brochure should be on the website and ready to go for the winter spring semester.
And how late do you take participants?
We usually take participants up until like the Friday before the class starts, but always call in and register. If that class doesn't go for some reason, then you take the chance of if you walk in, sometimes the class won't go, or there might be a holdup with the instructor or something. So you always want to call and register and make sure that we're having the class and it's good to go.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add or mention that I maybe neglected to ask about?
And we also offer CPR classes for those needing to be certified in American Red Cross CPR as well as American Heart Association CPR.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that is Adult and Community Education Coordinator with the Northwest Technical School, Lori Talley. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.